Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Peter Llewellyn and I run the services, information services resources at medcomsnetworking.com. Those are resources for people who work in and around medical communications, medical education, medical publishing, and the associated businesses. It's a global community that we're working with there. There's lots of information, but lots of video type information you'll find at Network Pharma TV. I do a lot of webinars and that sort of thing. And you'll find those at Network Pharma TV. But specifically, one of the things I do is I provide information for people who want to know more about our business. Maybe you want to be a medical writer, account manager, or whatever. If you go to firstmedcomsjob.com, you'll find lots of information there, which will hopefully help you give you some insights into our business. What I'm having a bit of fun at the moment talking to people in different roles across our business about themselves, their personal journeys, and the work that they do. I'm joined today by Rebecca, who's on the regulatory writing side, so allied with Medcoms, part of that medical writing spectrum. And Rebecca, I'm going to ask you, first of all, just to introduce yourself and where you're at.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I am Rebecca, and I am a regulatory writer based near Oxford in the UK.
And the company you're working with is?
I work for Satara Insight.
Exactly. Okay, so just start with a couple of minutes. Just give us the top line details. Satara Insight, explain that as a business. What do we give some context to this?
Satara Insight is a relatively small medical writing business based in Oxford, and we sit within the wider Satara business, which is a global business with lots of different things that they do, including sort of medical writing stuff, but all kinds of different bits and pieces. So we sort of exist as this, I guess, a smaller group within a larger organization, which has been quite exciting, and it's nice to have a sort of a broader insight into our business and what happens aside from the writing that we do.
Right. Okay. And what you do at Satara Insight is very much regulatory writing with some medcoms, as I understand it. But you're specifically a regulatory writer, aren't you? So we'll come back to exactly what that means in a minute. What I'm interested in is going back in time. Let's start at the beginning. What are you doing at uni? I think I'm right in saying you did a PhD. Just give us a little bit of the background, what you were doing, and how you got into the current role that you're in.
So I when I first went to university, I started as a medical student, and I did 2 years of medicine and then decided that I didn't want to be a doctor. So I changed to do a chemistry degree, and so I did a 4-year MChem, and then decided that I wanted to do a PhD. So I followed that up with a PhD in chemical biology, looking at phosphorylation of a replicative nuclease. So I spent 10 years as a student at the University of Sheffield. Which was great. I really enjoyed it. But I knew, I think, from probably pretty much the beginning of my PhD, that academia was not a route
Right.
I wanted to go down in the end. And that that I would look to do something else unless something significant happened during my
Yeah.
PhD.
Okay. So you're working on your PhD, knowing you don't want to stay in academia in that sort of way. So what happened then? How did you get into medical writing?
I kind of stumbled across medical writing.
Right.
So my grand plan was to finish my PhD, submit my final thesis, and then have 6 months off and go traveling. Unfortunately, that coincided with the COVID pandemic.
All right, okay.
So I spent 2 months in Australia, and then came home just before the UK lockdown happened. So I spent what actually ended up being 7 months working on my family farm as head shepherdess,
All right.
which was not something I ever anticipated doing. And after a couple of months, I got quite fed up with farming and not using my brain quite as much as I wanted to. So started looking for jobs. And I knew that I quite liked sort of talking about science, quite liked sort of science communication as a sort of a general field. And I remember one day Googling science communication jobs. and found a list, and there on the list was medical writing, which I'd never heard of. And so I did a bit of sort of a bit more investigating into medical writing, and sort of came across sort of the idea that there was sort of the more regulatory side, and then med comms, and read a bit about them both, and thought, oh, sounds interesting. Regulatory writing sounds like something I would enjoy and something I could do, and it kind of went from there.
Okay, and it's interesting, and one of the things that we talked about before, but I'm keen to bring out is this idea that people look at medical writing. There's actually quite a spectrum of activity, but regulatory medical writing and medcoms medical writing are two distinct streams within that. And it's just it interests me a little bit that you saw that there were two streams and that you were attracted to the regulatory writing side very specifically. So, just can you remember quite what it was about regulatory writing that was appealing to you at the time?
I think sort of the very precise and I guess slightly more structured writing that regulatory sort of lends itself to, like especially in what I found at the time, that was very much sort of the impression that I had, and that really appealed to me. I don't know, something about how I work and how my brain works. That's really sort of I find that really sort of interesting, but also quite a
Right.
sort of a natural fit. So it just, I don't know, something about it just clicked. I was like, oh yeah, that sounds like the kind of thing I enjoy. It sounds like the kind of work that I would enjoy doing.
Right. Okay, just out of interest, did you look around at various regulatory writing agencies, or was Satara the one you homed in on and just carried on going with the one option?
I looked around. I applied to different places. I looked on
Right,
all
okay.
kinds of different sort of websites and things like LinkedIn to find jobs. And actually, a friend from university sent me a job advert for
Ah,
Satara
okay.
Insight, because she knew I was looking for medical
Right.
writing jobs.
Oh, okay. And it's amazing how often that happens. Let's be honest about it. People know somebody and you sort of follow that lead sort of thing. So you're going into the Tyra Insight. Just very briefly, just out of interest and for everyone's interest, what was the process involved? Medical writing tests and so on. Can you remember just that little bit of a process? Give people a sense of what you went through.
Yeah, so I had an interview first of all, and after the interview, I got sent a writing test to do. I was given sort of a document and a time limit, and did the document, and then sent it back. And then following that, I was offered the job. So, and I had similar with other places as well. Sometimes with a writing test first. But it was sort of a similar process.
Okay. So now you're in Satara. Just give us a flavor of the sorts of documents you work on, and has it worked out the way you thought it would work, I suppose, because you were clear in your mind as what was appealing to you about this sort of work. Is that the way it's translated in practice?
Yeah, so we work on a huge variety of documents. I've done a lot of written a lot of risk management plans, worked on some clinical study reports and clinical study protocols, investigators' brochures, all sorts of different things. And it's definitely it's been the kind of work that I sort of thought it would be, and actually it's been great. I've really loved it, and it definitely suits me, and it was a good move for me. It's been a good career to
Okay. And
start getting stuck into.
you say it's interesting because something like the clinical study report you mentioned, I mean, I can't remember the exact details, but it is exactly the way you sort of describe it, wasn't it? They tend to be quite large documents and it is very structured. You follow SOPs, don't you, basically, as to how to format and present the data and so on. So it's quite a structured way of presenting information, which is quite different from, I guess, the more the med comms work, which tends to be smaller and different sorts of variety of stuff and approaches and so on. It's great that it's worked out well for you. What I'm interested in, to put you on the spot slightly here, is coming from academia into a commercial environment like Satara, you're only a couple of years into it, so can you still remember, I don't know, What were you surprised about? What did you find? Or what was it just what you expected? What are the differences? What would you be saying to someone who's coming in this direction? What would you say be prepared for? Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's a very different environment. I think you, especially when you come from being a PhD student, where you're in this kind of grey area between being a student and being an employee, to going into somewhere where you are an employee and you work for a company. I think for me there was a lot of things to get my head around. So things like we have particular ways of doing things. We have SOPs that we have to follow. Our clients have SOPs that we have to follow. There's a lot of so I guess technical training on very sort of specific things and process things as well. You come from when you're doing a PhD, you might have to learn how to do a particular method or use a particular piece of machinery. But the sort of process of how the wider organization works and how everything comes together isn't particularly relevant.
Right.
Whereas I found that it's quite interesting, but also there was a lot more of it than I thought there would be, of kind of getting my head around, okay, so this happens and this happens and this is all part of this big process that happens with us, but also happens with the clients that we work with as well.
Okay. And it's a commercial business, isn't it? That's a flip, that's an easy thing to say. But what do I mean by that? There must be systems around you. I don't know whether you time sheets and all the rest of it, but there's systems around you which are about how much are we expecting to spend. Like the client's paying an amount of money based on a budget. We have to meet a budget and we need to meet deadlines and so on. I mean that is a little bit different to, again, to the environment you were in before, I guess.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. And is it fair to say as a PhD, I don't know in your particular instance, but a lot of people doing PhDs say it can be a bit lonely, a bit isolating. You're doing your own thing, you're making your own decisions, sort of thing. Hopefully, you've got some support around you. But again, you come into this sort of environment, it's very much a team, isn't it?
And I really like that. I am big on sort of team stuff. It was one of the things that I that appealed of sort of regulatory writing as well, was that you kind of work as part of a bigger team. That's something that I have sort of I just found myself doing team things all the way through sort of university. So that was really appealing for me. Being
Okay.
part of a bigger thing and working with a group of people to achieve sort of the goal.
Okay. So just to we need to wrap up, but to put you on the spot again slightly, what would you be saying in terms of, have you got some tips that you can provide people with, or where should someone go and find out a bit more about the sorts of work that you do? Have you got some?
I mean, there's anywhere where you can find stuff online is great, and reading about different, I guess, the regulatory and the medcom stuff and sort of sussing out the differences is definitely, for me, was helpful because I could see the sort of the differences between them and what I felt would work for me in particular. But I think also one thing that I really noticed was how all of the sort of the magic transferable skills that I've been told that I was developing through my degree and my PhD, actually when I sat down to apply for jobs, I could really see how all of a sudden they applied
Ah, okay.
to the job that I was applying for. So I think my biggest thing would be try and think of all those the ways that what you've done in your sort of academia life actually how they can map to things that might apply to regulatory or medical writing,
Right.
because
I've got
it
you. And
surprised me how transferable things were.
how it works, and that's an interesting but a really important point actually. I mean it's and we do talk about it quite a lot. It's like we're not interested in the specialist technique that you've been working and laboring over for the last 4 years, but what you've done along the way is you've worked out how to present information, you've worked out how to project manage, you've worked out how to work with people and budget and stuff like that. That's the important thing. Don't tell me just about the technique, however clever it was, and all the rest of it. Tell me about how you've actually learned how to work on projects together. That's a really good point. Well done. So hopefully people will think about that. I think these conversations are great. I love listening to you talking and the enthusiasm for the regulatory writing job that you've got yourself into. So I'm delighted that's working out really well for you. I know I can say on your behalf that you're very happy if people reach out to you. LinkedIn is an easy way to do it. Satara Insight, you can find quickly enough their website. So thanks very much. Take care. Let's give everyone a little wave and we'll stop the recording. But thank you very much. Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you.